Right now, we are joined by meteorologist Dan Holliday of the Storm Report, also our Radio on the Go meteorologist. The reason we are bringing him on, well, clarify some things you may have seen on the socials. Some of these social media pages are really lighting up that we're going to get dumped on here this coming weekend with that S word, and going to get some clarification on what to expect during the Thanksgiving holiday. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
So, Dan, let's get right to it. I've been seeing a lot of this on the socials. If I were to write a quick story that said, people traveling this Thanksgiving weekend can expect what?
Well, it can expect some precipitation. What we're going to tell you right now, though, is, and I would just caution everyone, there's a lot of folks that can make homemade pages that look real out there. So if you do scroll across some of them, make sure it's a trusted source, like those of us here at Radio on the Go, and the National Weather Service is great, but some other ones like, you know, John's Weather Page or something may be a little bit off. So we want to make sure you're using a trusted weather source. What we will tell you, though, is we're changing patterns, and you're already noticing that already, but the colder air is really going to be diving in here Wednesday night, just before Thanksgiving, and then once we notice that, things are going to be dry until our next system comes in on Friday. Now, because temperatures are going to be right about in the upper 20s on Friday, this next system, the way it's tracking, looks like it will come in the form of snow for us. It may start out sort of a wintry mix, but then transition, and we're watching that on the computer models now, that would occur probably as early as 7, maybe 6, 7 p.m. on Friday night.
Now, the last few days, too, this past week and anyway, early part of the week, I think we saw some maybe slightly above normal temperatures here in North Iowa. Temperatures going to be plummeting probably to near normal, if not below normal here for this Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, undoubtedly so. Yeah, we're looking at wind chills in the 10-degree range on Wednesday night. And we're going to stay below freezing, it looks like, on Thanksgiving Day. And we're talking about an actual low temperature of 14 on Thursday night. So the colder air is going to have a chance to come in. We'll be back in the upper 20s Friday. But again, that next system, we're really eyeing it to be Friday night, and it will likely linger into very early on Sunday. So off and on chances with the best chance of snow coming Friday night into Saturday, probably around noontime or so.
You're joined by Radio on the Go meteorologist Dan Holliday, also with the Storm Report, as we talk about Thanksgiving holiday travel plans and all that as it relates to the weather. And so right now it might be kind of early to get an exact amount of how much snowfall we can expect here in North Iowa here, Dan.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you that different computer models at this point will give you different amounts. And there's obviously different ways that we measure the potential snow that could be coming in. You know, we're seeing here anywhere from about 2.5 to 3 inches of snow that wants to come in. Keep in mind the ground is still fairly warm, even though it's going to be colder here. But that's one of the computer models. Then once we get into, I would say, probably Saturday afternoon, we're seeing another system that wants to come in and add some additional snow to that. So I would say on the lower end, we're looking at about 2.5 to 3 inches that we could be seeing here, especially from Friday night into Saturday.
I also wanted you to elaborate because you talked about John's storm page. And some of these pages that are popping up are talking about dangerous snowflakes. Now, I don't know why they bring up that word, but just talk about that importance of not falling for that kind of stuff, because there are people throwing around, you know, 2 feet of snow right now, and it's so far out. Yeah, just tell me the importance of identifying those that are not legit weather forecasters.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I would say, first of all, it will probably be Wednesday night before we get a really good handle on who's going to see the snow and exactly how much. And what I will tell you is all these, when you hear the words forecast models, they're derived by weather balloons, which we've had for years. And weather balloons go up in the air, they get data, they bring it down, they put it together. And there's about several different computer models that everybody looks at, and then they sort of average the three or four of them and say, this is what we think is going to happen. Some of them will be wildly over-exaggerated, and it happens this early on. And so you'll see some folks that go online and they post what they see happening now on these computer models or projections, and they take that as truth. And we know that as we get closer to the event, we start to see these things come together and be a little bit more realistic. And we'll know by that time whether we're looking at anything on the extreme side or whether it's going to be more of a mild snow. But again, when you get this far out, it's just going to take a little bit more time to be able to put that together. But again, I would make sure and look for National Weather Service, Radio on the Go, our team here. We're going to have up-to-date information for you. But obviously, if it looks a little bit suspicious, then it probably is.
Especially when they're using the words dangerous snowflakes. I've never seen that up until this year. So they're coming up with new verbiage as we speak. Again, we're joined by Dan Holliday with the Storm Report, also Radio on the Go meteorologist. And Dan, anything else you'd like to add as we're here at the Thanksgiving holiday? We may or may not see a white Christmas, but we could see a white Thanksgiving, I guess.
Well, certainly this weekend, and we know a lot of folks are going to be out doing their local shopping here starting on Friday, and it looks like we'll start to see the onset of precipitation, which we do think is going to be snow Friday into Friday night. And so you'll just want to stay with us here. Watch our Facebook page here, and also listen to the radio, and we'll have updates for you as we go throughout the weekend. But know that this is going to be a changing situation, and it may be, you know, probably late Wednesday night into Thanksgiving Day when we'll get a really good idea of exactly how this will play out.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us. Have a good Thanksgiving, and don't overdo it on the pumpkin pie, okay?
I'll be really careful. Make sure you're good with the yams, too.
I'll try my best. Our thanks to Dan Holliday for joining us here on Radio on the Go.